AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump is threatening Iran ahead of his 8 p.m. Eastern Time deadline tonight to reach a deal that includes reopening the Strait of Hormuz. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
On social media, the president writes, "A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again." Yesterday, he said if there is no deal by 8 p.m. Eastern today, the U.S. will hit hard.
"Where every bridge in Iran will be decimated by 12 o'clock tomorrow night, where every power plant in Iran will be out of business, burning, exploding, and never to be used again. I mean, complete demolition."
This morning, the president says he does not want that to happen, but it probably will. Still, he left an off-ramp, writing maybe something revolutionary wonderful can happen. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, the U.S. again struck Iran's Karg Island, a critical oil hub for the country. During a press conference in Hungary with Prime Minister Viktor Orban, Vice President J.D. Vance was asked about the strike.
"You know, my understanding, you know, having talked to Pete and General Kane about this, is that we were going to strike some military targets on Karg Island. I believe we have done so."
Vance also says he's confident Iran will respond to President Trump's demands and says Iran's leaders should be smart in the wake of Trump's threats.
"We feel confident that we can get a response, whether it's positive or negative. We're going to get a response from the Iranians by 8 o'clock tonight. I hope they make the right response."
Israel's military is warning of an incoming Iranian missile barrage, the fourth of the day, while Saudi Arabia says it intercepted four drones over the past hours as it deals with Iranian attacks. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. Rapper Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, has been banned from entering the United Kingdom ahead of his performance at the Wireless Festival in July. The move follows condemnation from government officials over his history of anti-Semitic remarks. The festival's organizers also say the entire three-day festival was being canceled as a result. The trial of a Hawaii anesthesiologist accused of trying to kill his wife during a cliffside hike last year is coming to an end.
Closing arguments are expected Tuesday in the case of Gerhard Koenig. The trial began last month. Prosecutors said he was upset about his wife's relationship with a co-worker when he tried to hail her on the Palipuka Trail in Honolulu. They say he tried to push her off the steep trail, hit her with a rock, and attempted to stab her with a syringe. The couple's marital issues and differing accounts of what happened have been aired in court. Koenig denies the charge of attempted murder. He claims self-defense. I'm Haya Punjwani.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez.